Hello, welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei HaYamim Bet Perek Yud Chet. Okay, get ready. Complicated Perek, lots going on, very dramatic. We actually have a marriage, a partnership between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael at this time. Very interesting happening, so bear with me, okay? Perek, and also, it's a very long perek. It's 34 prakim long, much longer than almost all of the past prakim we have been learning, lots of names, so everyone pay attention. Hashem will help me teach this in a clear fashion. Perek Yudchas Pasuk Aleph. Remember, Yehoshaphat is a very good king. He spreads the Torah teachings throughout the land of Yehuda. Perek Yudchas Pasuk Aleph, that was yesterday. Vayihila Yehoshaphat Osher v'kavod l'rov. We learned that yesterday. Yehoshaphat has wealth and honor and glory very much. Vayitchatein la'achav. Look at this. There is a marriage between Malchus Yehuda, who is under Yehoshaphat, and Malchus Yisrael, who is under King Achav. What is the marriage there? So Rabbi Adin Steinzotz explains that Malchus Yehuda under Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat's Yehoram, married from Malchus Yisrael, King Achav's daughter, Atlaya. So Yehoshaphat's son marries Achav's daughter. So Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, and Achav, king of Yisrael, are machatunim. If you could see my papers, you would see that to study this perek, I made sort of family trees with all the names of the prophets who are now going to come to play as well. So if you're taking notes, Malchus Yehuda, King Yehoshaphat, his son Yehoram, married from Malchus Yisrael, King Achav, his daughter Atalia. There is a marriage between the two kingdoms. Pasuk Beis, Vayeri the Kate Shanim al Achav Lishamron. So after some years, he, Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, went down to Achav, king of Yisrael, to the Shamron. And Achav is so happy to see A, his Mechoen, and B, the king from Yehuda, that he slaughters sheep and cattle in abundance. And Achav gives him really a royal welcome. And Achav, during this royal meeting, Vayisisehu la'alos al Ramo Gilad. Achav, king of Yisrael, asks his Mechoen, Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, to form a military partnership to go up with him to fight in Ramo Gilad against King Aram. King Aram is not yet mentioned, but you will see at the time of the battle in Ramo Gilad, this is who they are fighting against. So Achav from Malchus Yisrael asks Yehoshaphat from Malchus Yehuda to go up to fight with him in Ramo Gilad against Aram. So Achav, the king of Yisrael, says to Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, Hateleich imi Ramo Gilad, will you go with me up to Ramo Gilad? And what is Yehoshaphat's answer? Instead of saying the two kingdoms cannot get along and we are not brothers, he answers, Kamoni, Kamocha, like you, like me, Ka'amcha, Ami, your nation is my nation, Ve'imcha, B'machama, we will be with you in war. So in other words, yes. However, there's a condition. Vayomer Yehoshaphat Amalach Yisrael, Yehoshaphat from Malchus Yehuda, remember he believes in Hashem, he spreads the teaching of Torah, he says there's one condition, Daroshno Kayom Estvar Hashem. We have to ask the prophets, I want to know if the Nevi'im agree that this is the word of God. So apparently in Malchus saw there are a lot of prophets and the king gathers 400 Nevi'im. So the king of Yisrael, Achav, says, should we go up to fight in Ramo Gilad or not? We should hold back. And these 400 prophets all agree you should go up and God should give the enemy in the hands of the king. Yehoshaphat is very suspicious of this. So Yehoshaphat says, wait. How could 400 people all say the exact same thing? So he says, Ha'ein po Navi Lashem od, is there no more prophet of God? V'nidrusha me'oto, he does not believe that these are all really prophets of Hashem. He is very suspicious that they are false prophets. And he says to King Achav, is there no prophet of Hashem who we could ask? So the king of Yisrael says to Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, I'm in Pasuk Zayin. And there's actually one guy, od ish echad lidros et Hashem me'oto. There is one person, one prophet. We can seek out the word of Hashem. However, he's very honest. V'ani sinei sihu from sanei, so nei. I hate him. There's one guy I think we could ask, but I really hate him. Ki einenu mitnabel lai the tova. Whenever he gives prophecy about me, King Ahav of Yisrael, it's never for the good. Ki kol yamav l'ra'u. Because everything he says about me all his days is bad. What is his name? Michi Yahu ben Yimla. So now, on our notes, Ahav has asked Yehoshaphat to go to war. I'm reading from my own notes, not the Nach right now, against Aram and Ramoth Gilad. Yehoshaphat says, let's ask the prophets. 400 prophets say it's a good idea. Yehoshaphat is very skeptical. He does not trust that 400 prophets would all say the exact same thing. So Yehoshaphat, who believes in Hashem, says, is there anyone else we could ask? So Ahav says, there is one guy we could ask, but I really don't like him. More than that. I hate him. He never says good about me. What is his name? Michiyahu ben Yimla. Yehoshaphat says, let's call him. So the king of Israel calls to one of his servants, and he says, quickly, go get Michiyahu ben Yimla. Umelech Yisrael v'Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda yoshvim ish akiso. So they're waiting for this prophet of God, Michiyahu ben Yimla, to come. They're both sitting on their thrones, mulbashim begadim, they're wearing royal garments, v'yoshvim begoran pesach har shamran, and they're sitting, on the threshing floor at the entrance to the gate of Shamran, v'chol hanivim mitnabim lefneim. And all these 400 prophets are having divine prophecy, which is not really divine prophecy, as you will see, and are all saying to go to war. One of these 400 prophets, while they're waiting for Michiel ben Yimla, before the two kings, one of these prophets, Tzidkiyahu ben Kinaana, makes karne barzel, horns of iron. And he says, he makes like a helmet with horns of iron, and he says, so says God, with these you will gore Aram until you finish them off. Be'ela tinagach et Aram ad kalotam. With these horns you will win the battle. And all the Nevi'im who are standing there are saying the same thing. What are they saying? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Alei Ramoth Gilad, go up to Ramoth Gilad, v'hatzilach, you will be successful, and Hashem will give the enemy in the hand of the king. So of course the king, Ahav, is very happy, and Yehoshaphat is very skeptical, and the messenger who went to call to Michiyahu speaks to Michiyahu. He says, listen, please Hashem, divrei hanaviim pe'echad, tov elamech, all the other 400 prophets, they are in one mouth, one mind. They're speaking good about the king. Maybe you could speak like them. You could speak good what the king wants to hear. Michiyahu says, Chai Hashem, I swear by God. I am not jumping on the bandwagon of 400 prophets. I don't care what they're saying. I swear by God. Whatever the word of Hashem is, that is what I will say. So he comes to the king. So the king says to Michiyahu, King Ahav says, remember, King Ahav doesn't like him. Hanelech el Ramoth Gilad, should we go to Ramoth Gilad to war, or should I hold back? And the prophet says, what does he say? Michiyahu ben Yimla, alu v'hatzlichu v'yinasnu b'yatcham. It sounds like he's being serious. Go up, you will be successful. God will give them in your hand. But Rabbi Edin Steinzelt says, this is a mocking tone. He is mimicking the other prophets as if to say, you wanted to hear from me that which you already heard from others, so here it is. So it's rhetorical. It's not true. It is sarcastic. All you want me to say is what the 400 others say. So why did he bother calling me? So I'll tell you what you want to hear. Alu, go up. Vatzlichu, you'll be successful. And God will put them in your hand. So the king says, Ad kama pa'amim ani mashpiecha. Wait a minute. How many times have I administered an oath to you, says the king? Asher lo tidaber elai rak emes b'shem Hashem. You should only speak to me truth in the name of God. I find this incredibly interesting because on the one hand, Ahav only hear what he only wants to hear what he wants to hear. And he says to Yehoshaphat, his mechutin and king of Melech Yehuda, there's one prophet we could call, but I don't like what he says. He always says bad about me. So when the prophet comes and he rhetorically, sarcastically, mockingly says, so go out, the king says, how many times have I given you an oath that you can only speak the truth? So you want to know the truth? I'll tell you the truth. So the prophet says, Michiyahu says, I have seen all of Israel scattered amongst the mountains like sheep without a shepherd. Vayomer Hashem lo adonim le'ela, and God says, there is no master over these. Every man should return to his house in peace. And now the king of Israel says to Yehoshaphat, the king of Israel does not like this prophecy that all the soldiers are scattered without a shepherd. What does this indicate? The soldiers will be successful. They will flee from the battle. But the king, who is the Ro'eh, will be killed in war. The king of Israel, of course, does not like this. And he says to Jehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, Halo amarti alecha, didn't I tell you, lo yisnabe alai tov kim l'ra? I told you, what's the point of calling Michayahu? I told you, he only says about me bad, he never says good. Michayahu continues, and he says, listen up. He tells of the heavenly vision. Psukim yud ches, yud tes, chof, chof aleph, chof gimel. He tells a prophet a vision, and he says he sees in the heavenly realm that God was sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven were to his right and left. And Hashem says to the host of heaven, who can persuade the heart of Achav, the king of Israel, to go up to Ramoth Gilead, where he will fall in battle? And when spirit comes before Hashem, he says, I will persuade him. And Hashem says to the spirit, how will you do that? And he says, I will go and I will be a ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav. So Michayahu says, this is a vision that I saw in heaven. God is sitting on his heavenly throne. All the hosts of heaven are around him from the right and the left. And God says, who can persuade the king of Israel to go to battle in Ramoth Gilead so he will fall in battle? And one spirit comes and he says, I will convince him by being a ruach sheker, a wind of falsehood in the mouths of all these prophets. So that's the vision that Michayahu says he sees. So Tzidkiyahu ben Kinaana comes, and he does not like what he hears from Michayahu. On behalf of the king, he strikes Michayahu on the cheek, and he says, how could you speak about this? And Michayahu says, you think you're right? There's one day when you, Tzidkiyahu, is prophesying falsely, will have to run into the inner chambers of a home, and you will be hiding from the enemy. And the king of Israel, Achav, says, take Michayahu, he says to his servants, Kichu es Michayahu, take this Michayahu, and take him, and put him in jail, and give him only a little bit of water, and a little bit of bread, until I come back in peace. Ad shuvi b'sham, keep him in jail, only feed him with a little bit of water, a little bread, I will return in peace. Michayahu, the prophet of God, says, Im shov tashuv b'shalom lo diber Hashem bi. Fine, if you return in peace, it means God has not spoken to me. For lack of time, I cannot go through all the psukim, even though it's extremely fascinating. But what happens now is, beginning in Perech of Ches, they go up to war. Jehoshaphat from the king of Yehuda agrees to go to war, because remember, the prophet Michayahu does not say they will all fall in battle, and he doesn't say it's forbidden to go to battle. All he says is that the king of Israel, Achav, will fall in battle. Jehoshaphat is convinced to go up to war. So they go up to Ramoth Gilead, but Achav hides himself. He doesn't wear royal garments. He dresses up and he thinks in this way the enemy will not recognize him. And when the king of Aram, remember the enemy, they're going up to Ramoth Gilead to fight against the kingdom of Aram, he commands his army and he says, Lo ti lochamu es hakaton es hagadol ki im es melech Yisrael levado. The king of Aram commands his army saying, don't worry about fighting with all of the armies of Israel. You're just looking to get the king of Israel himself. Now remember, the king of Israel, Achav, is dressed up, so they shouldn't recognize him. So now Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us, when the officers saw Jehoshaphat, they said, this is the king of Israel, because Jehoshaphat wasn't dressed up, he was dressed as a king. They surround him to fight against him, by Yizak Jehoshaphat, but Jehoshaphat calls out in prayer. Hashem Azar, Hashem saved him. Jehoshaphat is not a marked man. Jehoshaphat believes in Hashem. Jehoshaphat, there was never a prophecy he would be killed in battle. Jehoshaphat responsible for teaching Torah throughout the land of Yehuda. Here you see the koach of tefillah. Chazal tell us, even if a sharp sword rests on one's neck, they should never give up. And we know Yeshua Hashem Kerev Ayin. So all the soldiers are surrounding, the foreign soldiers in Ramoth Gilead are surrounding Jehoshaphat, who's dressed as the king. Jehoshaphat calls out to God, Hashem saves him, and the soldiers are removed away from him. But now they see the king of Israel. They do not see the king of Israel. Please forgive me. But they saw, I made a mistake. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayihi kiro sarei rechav ki lo haya melech Yisrael. When the officers of the chariot see this is not the king of Israel, vayashuvu me'acharav. So they leave Jehoshaphat alone. And then, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, one certain guy from the soldiers of Aram draws mashach pekeshes. He drew his bow, and he struck the king of Israel between the plates of armor, between the joints of the armor. and the king of Israel has been struck mortally wounded. And the king of Israel says to his rider, take me out of the camp, ki hachalesi, from choli, because I've been mortally wounded, I am sick. Pasuk lamed dalet, v'ta'al ha-melchama b'yom ahu, u'melech Yisrael ha-yom ma'amir b'merkava nochach aram ad ha'er. I found this extremely interesting. This is the last pasuk. The battle continued that day, and the king of Israel, meaning Achav, who was mortally wounded, was propped up in his chariot facing Aram until the evening. Rabbi Dean Steinzot says he did not want to leave the battlefield and cause his army to be overthrown. Therefore, the king's presence was evident to all. He stood bravely in order to prevent any type of panic, knowing that if his own soldiers saw him fleeing, the entire army might disperse. So it's interesting. Achav is an interesting personality. On the one hand, he doesn't want to hear the word of God from Michayahu, and he throws him into the jail. But on the other hand, when Michayahu speaks falsehood, Achav becomes angry, and he says, tell me the truth of God. And here we see that he is a brave warrior in battle. And when he is mortally wounded, he remains propped up in his chariot, bleeding the whole time, so that his soldiers will not be afraid, so the battle will continue. Vayamas le'es bo hashemesh. And ultimately, having bled the whole day and being ridden in the chariot at the time of battle, King Achav dies at the time of sunset. I wish you a wonderful day. I thank you for learning with me. Li'ilui nishma, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef. Be'ezrat Hashem, I look forward to continuing tomorrow. Kol tov to all.